The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell back with you on the bench. It was a crazy day on Capitol Hill, right? It was unbelievable watching that unfold in our nation's capital, at the Capitol, with these hooligans and thugs and losers, absolute drips, scum. What a bunch of tools you guys are. You're just all such fat ass slob, like worthless nothing. You attack the Capitol and break windows and smash things and run into the Senate and you're dancing around like a bunch of morons and idiots. What a disgusting display of ineptitude. I hope they catch each and every one of your pathetic asses and roast your ass in prison and you get a little lover. Turn your name into Cindy. What a bunch of idiots. God almighty, how disgusting. What an ugly display of losers. Nice job today. Follow the leader. Follow your loyal leader, Adolf. Follow your leader, Adolf. Yeah. Get your boy. Do whatever he says. Let's go kill some people. They killed that woman. Are you kidding me? You guys are what a bunch of idiots. What did you think when you saw that, Mafia?
I thought it was disgusting. You know, that's not what this country should be about. That's not, we should be coming together right now and doing things instead of. I thought it was disgusting. I thought, you know, that's not what this country is about. This, we should be bringing things together and, you know, healing and moving on from this. And instead, this stuff is still dragging on, you know, months later. It's embarrassing. It's making us a joke around the around the world even more than we already are.
How stupid are you to believe all that conspiracy BS and that the election was rigged because that loser, fat-ass, lying heap of nothing, crack, stupid, just the worst president in the history of the world, convinces all you losers that it was fraudulent. How pathetic are you? Get a life. Jesus, I can't even believe anyone would even love you. Or you did? Do you like? You had children? Someone let you have children? Did you see these people walking through that Capitol with Confederate flags? Like, Jesus, they haven't figured that out yet? What a bunch of idiots. Honestly. I mean, I can't even tell you what I that was just disgusting. You have got to be kidding me. So we welcome in all of our radio affiliates here on the bench. Good to have you with us. SoCal, Mightier 1090, up and down everywhere, north, south, east, west. Very exciting tonight. I know they're going to replay Pharrell Coast to Coast when they launch Sports Grid Radio Network on Sirius XM tonight, late night, 3 a.m. East, midnight Pacific. The network will launch on channel 204 tonight with the Pharrell Coast to Coast show. Just so you know, I said this last hour, I'll say it again for anybody that's just checking us out, that every day I'll be on live at 4 to 6 East, 1 to 3 West with Coast to Coast. That'll be live on channel 204. And then Pharrell on the Bench radio show will be on at 10 to midnight East, 7 to 9 West. And that'll be live on 204. And then they'll replay the Coast to Coast show, the 4 o'clock show East, 1 o'clock West show at 3 a.m. Eastern and midnight Pacific every overnight. So two live shows, two live crews, son. Two live shows a day and one show in replay in overnights. There you go. So check out the new channel 204 on Sirius XM, Sports Grid Radio Network. By the way, they had a failed coup today at the Capitol with Adolf and all of his minions trying to overthrow the democracy of our country. Trying to overthrow the Capitol, and I'm surprised they didn't kill more people because they're such losers. And then that was a failed coup. Then you had the Sports Grid radio coup, which was very successful. Mafia, would that be described perfectly? You had the Adolf coup, which failed. And you're going to find out how badly you failed, you fat-ass losers, on January 20th. On January 20th, you're going to find out how badly you lost. The people have spoken, and you lose. And then you've got the Sports Grid radio coup, which is the takeover of Channel 204 on Sirius XM permanently. How did that coup go, Mafia? He knows how it went.
It wasn't a coup because we're already at the top. We're the champs.
Well, we had to take over the channel, and we killed all the people that were there. They're all dead.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So I heard tonight, I was watching the whole scene at on Capitol Hill. I was watching them do the vote on the electors and everything. And they just kicked the Republicans' asses again, just like they did in the election. Just like they did last night in Georgia, too. Both of those runoff, Loeffler and Perdue, you lose, you lose. They both lost. That was great watching the black preacher win for the first time ever. A black goes to the Senate in Georgia for the first time in history. Guy ran Martin Luther King's church, and then this Jewish guy beat the incumbent Perdue. They both lost, and then of course they both cried that the election was rigged. And then today they did the elector the whole they you know raided the Capitol, destroyed the Capitol. Made fools of themselves, hurt people, killed people, and then they all got run out of there. But how about this? Adolf never sent in the military. He never did a thing. He just sat back in the Oval Office eating popcorn, watching the whole thing because he caused the whole thing. And then Adolf, they're saying tonight that Adolf's losing his mind, that he's like that they're concerned about him, that he's literally lost his mind. And that there's talk of how do they figure out a way to throw him out of office if he can't even make it 14 more days? He's so pathetic. So they are saying that he's gone mad. They're saying that he's like a mad scientist and he's gone mad. He's like Frankenstein in the White House, walking around screaming and yelling at people, being a lunatic. He caused that whole thing today, and there's people diving off of his staff. They're diving off in droves. He's at war with everyone. Pence, all of them. They're all diving off like, you know, like the Titanic. They're jumping off, getting out of his administration because he's so embarrassing. And then tonight they did the electoral vote and they got crushed again. Nothing's going well for him. You lose. 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 All day long. You lose. What a bunch of losers. Oh, my God. What a world we live in. By the way, I hope all those people that were there today get COVID. I mean it. And I mean the nasty strain, too. I'm not even talking about the decent one. I'm talking about the variant. Get them the South African variant strain, Mafia. Put them on the clothesline. Send them to the end of the line. Lick it. So anyway, can we get into some more positive things? Like, how about the Bulls? The Bulls. So the Bulls last night beat the Blazers. And you know, it was good seeing Billy Donovan coaching Chicago. Can we hear from Billy Donovan to see how he thought his boys did last night? Now, tonight they're engaged in another one against the Kings. Got their hands full. And the last time I checked at half, they were down 3, 62-59. The Kings were up. But, boy, that was an impressive win last night for the Bulls against Dame Lillard and the Blazers. It's funny because Dame Lillard gets so much attention and so many commercials and billion dollar. He's a rap star. He's got shoes. He's got, you know, range. He's doing drink commercials, you name it. And then to see him bricking last night from downtown and seeing the Bulls and Zach LaVine dropping bombs on his face, that was funny. First, let's hear from Billy Donovan.
You know, we got out in transition and we played, but I definitely agree with you that those plays were key momentum-changing plays to help us get some momentum back. And I think in a lot of ways, that's how fragile it is sometimes. And to try to talk to the guys about, like, listen, it's just about making a play, a positive play, and getting some momentum from that play. And to your point, that's what Thad did on consecutive offensive charges and also, you know, just some things he did on the offensive end of the floor.
So what about Zach LaVine? I mean, he's become such a star player for the Chicago Bulls, and he hit up like about a 30-footer last night to just dagger the Blazers in Rip City. What about Zach?
We didn't stop playing. After the first quarter, they came out hitting a lot of tough shots. It's not like we were playing bad. You know, it just happens in a game, swing. So, you know, we got to the timeout. We just say, man, look, we're going to keep playing regardless. And, you know, we fought back into it.
So they're in it tonight again. You know, who didn't play tonight, but I was watching them last night were the Nets, and I was talking about Jared Allen today on Coast to Coast. My boy Fro has just turned into such a baller. I love his game. He's, you know, SWAT and Rudy Gobert multiple times in that game last night, and I just thought his presence in the low block and his turnaround mini hook was just a perfect kiss touch. And I just think he's turned into such a different elite player this year than he's ever been. All these guys around him making supermax deals and making hundreds of millions of dollars. Meanwhile, Allen's not making any money at all. It's I think it's high time they start, you know, giving him some stacks. Can we hear from Jared Allen?
I wouldn't say it's personal, but I want to go out there, you know, try my best, prove that I can be on that level of a center in the league. You know, he did just get that big contract that he earned, playing an amazing defense, being an offensive threat. So I just want to prove that I'm on his level.
And I wonder, you know, what Steve Nash thinks of all the play of his Nets. I know that they played without KD, who's been in basically contact tracing protocol, ISO, can't play. The guy missed the whole year with his Achilles. Now he can't even make the roster because he's hanging around with people with COVID. Like, what is wrong here? Can we just keep this guy with the team and not hanging around these hoves?
Certainly feels great, obviously. You know, but win or lose, just the effort, the connectivity, you know, the things that we try to build on every day, you know, that collective fighting spirit, you know, you could see it. It was a pleasure to watch and to coach, and proud of the guys. You know, we've had a little bit of a, you know, a tough run and a little bit of a cloud forming over us, and guys put it aside tonight and played really hard, played together, and it was a great performance.
I actually, that's the only game for me that I've seen them play that I actually thought that they look good, because I know they've had Dinwiddie go down with the knee. I saw him blow out his knee. He had surgery Monday, so he's done, and he'll be all right for next year. So he's worthless to them now at this point. And then Chris LeVert has shot terribly. He's been in a shooting slump. He can't hit the broadside of a barn in games anymore. This guy's had, you know, 50-point games in last year. And then now he's, you know, literally having 8-point games. It's embarrassing. And then you have Kyrie, who you can count on. And you know, Joe Harris has not been doing it. And the only guy that's been doing it is, you know, playing, busting his ass is Harris or Allen in the middle. So they got to get Durant off of this nonsense with the COVID protocol where he can't play because he was around somebody with COVID and they won't let him in the building. So that's just bad timing, bad luck. And that team's supposed to, you know, compete for the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, and they do not look like an Eastern Conference Finals team to me at all. It was a huge win tonight for the Celtics, 107-105 over the Heat in Miami. They had the Miami Vice unis going tonight. I just wanted to see the final box score on that Celtic win. Tatum with 27 to lead the Seas. He had 5 boards, 4 dimes to go with his 10 of 21 from the floor and 5 threes in the game. Jaylen Brown hit 3 threes. He had 21. And as far as the other side, Butler had 26, and Duncan Robinson 16. Olynyk had only 11. Adebayo 15. Dragic 14. Dragic 1 of 5 from downtown. Hit a late wing three to tie it, but the Celtics got the last word and the last bucket. Big win for Boston and Miami tonight.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I want to talk a little bit about these wild cards that are coming up. Let's start with that Buffalo and Colts game on Saturday. That's the first game that's going to be played. I think it's going to be an awesome game. I do think Buffalo's a better football team than the Colts. And the problem is I think the Colts are really tough. And I think they're licking their chops at the opportunity to knock off the Bills. I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think that... they should be able to do it. I think, you know, Bills should win the game. They've had a much better round of the team, better season, better everything. I do think the Bills are better at everything. I do think the Colts have a good defense, a good running game, good coach, Frank Reich. But look, this guy Diggs is having a season. And Josh Allen is just freaking out. And McDermott is a great coach. They've done a great job in Buffalo. I do want to listen to Diggs and McDermott. Why don't we start with Stephon Diggs?
Being a part of a good team is a blessing. You know, not everybody is, you know, able to be a part of a good team that gets the opportunity to play in the playoffs or gets the opportunity to have success in the playoffs. So I'm always been thankful for the opportunity just now with everything coming full circle with this new team. I could probably count on one hand the people that thought it would be this way. So, as far as like me being thankful, I'm more than thankful now, just because you know all the good things that have happened, this new experience, this new fan base, the new community that I'm in. You know, they've been nothing but welcoming and loving, and you know, pushing me and pushing this team in the right direction. So, I'm more than thankful.
I bet he's more than thankful after the way he left many. And he cried his way out of many, and then he's finally happy and Buffalo. Of course he's happy because he's got like 130 some catches.
He's got a real quarterback.
He's the number one receiver in the league in terms of catches, targets. I mean, the guy finally got the rock thrown to him. That's why he's happy. All he did was complain in Minnesota. But I love this McDermott guy. I think he's done a hell of a job since he's been in Buffalo. And I know they're stoked to have him. The team, the players, the owners, the Pegulas. The fans in Buffalo love Sean McDermott. He's just done a great job with this organization. I mean, they're playing football like they did back in the day with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and company. Let's listen to the head coach of the Bills.
I can't emphasize it enough here, guys. It's a game. It's one game. And certain guys on our team this year weren't even on our team last year. So we all learn. We always try and learn and embrace that growth mindset. And I think if you do it right, it helps you. At the end of the day, our preparation for this game comes down to how well we prepare this week.
So, I think the Colts are going to give them a game. And then at the same time, they could just bounce them, you know, right out in terms of Buffalo can definitely run it up on teams. They are just scoring so many points. Their offense is so lit. And their defense is and secondary is doing what they did last year when it mattered. Remember, they had that big lead they blew against Arizona last year, or I mean against the Texans, that was unbelievable. I'll never forget covering that day, that 2.5. I can't even believe they won that game. They got so lucky, it wasn't even funny. Buffalo should have won that game. They blew that game. Mafia, who do you like in that Buffalo-Colts game on Saturday, the first game of the day?
I mean, honestly, I like Buffalo, and I like them a lot. I like them a lot in the AFC in general, and that kind of scares me how much I like them and how confident I am in them. But, I mean, it's, you just can't deny what they're doing right now. They're ripping through the league. Everybody put in front of them, they're demolishing them. Even this last game, they had no reason to win that game. And even play their backups half the game and still demolished Miami, who was just outside the playoffs. You know, if not for the Hail Mary, they would have 10 wins in a row. So I have complete confidence in them. And Philip Rivers always chokes in the playoffs. It doesn't matter where he is. It's still going to be cold, even though it's not going to be like nasty weather. He's going to be outside in the playoffs. He's going to lose.
So Seattle, did you see? Well, they're playing the Rams. That game is going to be crazy. It comes down to, will the Rams be able to get Goff in there? Are they going to have to go with the backup? And, you know, he busted his thumb, surgery, whatever. Is he ready to go? Is he going to be able to do it? And can Seattle finish them off? And is the number too big, 4.5? But I think we have Jamal Adams actually talking about what happened today in D.C. at the Capitol instead of talking about the football game. Let's listen to Adams.
It's disgusting. It's really just exposing, you know, what's been out there. But, you know, my focus is on the playoffs right now, on the Rams, and that's where I want to keep it for right now. And we'll handle the rest when the time is right. But it's disgusting.
Yeah, and I think we have Russell Wilson, who sounds to me like he just thinks we need a lot more love in this world.
What I got to see, I haven't seen everything, but all I know is that what we do need to do is come together as a nation, and it has to start with love. It has to start with people coming together, and you know, our leaders and everything else, you know, in our country, and you know, we need safety, we need protection for our children and people, and you know, I think that that's really kind of all I've seen. It just kind of seems like a madhouse down in D.C. I don't know much more than that, But what I do know is I do know that's a critical part to our change that we need to make, you know, in America. And, you know, it starts with, like I've always said to you guys, I think it starts with love at the center of it all.
Does he talk at all about that Rams defense he's going to have to deal with on Saturday?
They do everything well. You know, they got a great defensive line. They got really good linebackers that can run side to side. The DBs can really play. They do a great job. They coach extremely well. It's gonna be a great matchup, you know. And some, you know, we have a lot of respect for how they play the game and how they go about their business.
You know, he's right about the love everybody needs to find. Like, you know, your boy Adolph today with all that love he showed. You know, all of his colleagues and his vice president, and he turned on him in 5 seconds, didn't he? Like, he turns on everyone. He hates everyone. That guy, he's Satan. That's who he is. And all of his followers, they're all the devil's children. So there's so much love in that group. I got to tell you, Adolph and all of his minions are just so loving and kind to other Americans. They're just so loving. They showed so much love today at the Capitol with their performance, their embarrassing, disgusting, repulsive actions. They just showed so much love. You can see how much all the athletes are behind them. You know, there's no one that supports them. Absolutely no one likes what they did. And if you do like what they did, you're a loser too. How does that sound? I mean, what happened to our world today is what I want to know. What is happening to our world? I mean, I'm ashamed to say I'm from here anymore. It's so embarrassing with idiots like that. God, if they live around me, where can I find them so I can beat the crap out of them? Honestly, I want to punch you in the face. You know what I want to do? I want to hear from it. I think it's important. Mafia told me it's very important to hear from Tom Brady every single day that we can. Just like I always try to let everybody hear from Mike Tomlin every single day that I get a chance. I think it's important to hear from Tom Brady and Gronk. It's like, you know, I think it's crucial toward, you know, it's like getting your vitamins. So can we hear from the greatest of all time first, and then we'll listen to Gronk? Can we start with the GOAT?
Well, I think that nothing is given. You know, you have to earn everything. So you get to this point in the year, you got to earn it. To win this game, you got to earn it. And you're playing against teams that have really proven themselves to be the best teams in their divisions all year. And, you know, we're going up against a division winner and a team that's very talented. You know, certainly on defense, they have a lot of playmakers. So we have to put it all together. You know, in order to, you know, advance, you have to play good football. And you can only win one game a week. So, and you're not promised anything. You know, if you don't play well as one of these teams, there's, what, six games this weekend? There's six teams that won't be practicing on Monday, and there's six that will be. And, you know, you want to be one of those teams from this weekend that continues to play on, but you got to play well. And if you don't play well, chances are you'll be watching next weekend.
Dude, I am just sitting here watching these people taking on the Cops, and they are the dumbest bunch of idiots I've ever seen in my life. 52 arrested today, 26 more on Capitol grounds. I cannot believe that they couldn't arrest thousands of them and just stick them in jail and let them rot in jail. That's not a protest. That's not a peaceful protest. That's an insurrection. You're a bunch of idiots, and you deserve to go to jail. And then whatever happens to you in jail, you got coming to you too. Get a little back door. Get a little right in your little garage door. Have it just get it shoved in there a little bit and see if you like putting that car all the way in there. Can we listen to Gronk? Do we have your boy Gronk? It's crucial.
It's a whole different season. You know, literally nothing matters. What we did in the regular season, all 16 of those games are like they didn't exist. Yes, they got us to this point, but now we're at this point, those games don't matter at all. It's another level of play. You gotta dot the I's, you gotta cross the T's when preparing for playoff games, and you gotta make sure that you're just on top of everything, from your routes to blitz to the run game. And I would just say just carrying it over from the regular season also, you know, not slacking at all when it comes to the playoffs, making sure we stay on top of our reps, making sure we stay on top of our
chemistry. There you go. So they're going to kick Washington's ass. You know that's happening.
So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many
possibilities.
Now are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you, and Mafia. So, what do you think, Mafia? Are you on the Ravens or the Titans on Sunday in Smashville?
I want to bet the Titans. I just don't believe in the Ravens. You know, we've seen what Lamar Jackson has done in the playoffs. He's been incredible in the regular season, then flops in the playoffs. And when they play good teams, they just aren't nearly as good. The thing that worries me is that the Titans' defense has been so bad this year. We've seen Houston score a ton of points on them. We've seen, you know, Indy. We've seen every team pretty much score a bunch of points on them, and they just go and outscore them with Derrick Henry running over everybody. But at some point, does someone, you know, get smart enough to say, well, if we slow you down a little bit, you know, we can just score a little bit more than you can? That's what worries me, because Baltimore can score, but I'm still on the Titans right now because Henry's a beast.
Yeah, listen, Henry is unbelievable, the season that he put up. The, you know, two G's and just stepping on people, strong-arming people, stiff-arming people, stepping on people's faces. I just love his game. I think Tannehill has been a completely different quarterback in Smashville than he was when he came into the league in Miami, when he came out of College Station. And I think that Brown's been an incredible receiver. I couldn't even believe the play that they pulled off in that game to throw that bomb and get away with that late in that game. I thought that was crazy seeing them do that. That was a wild football game against the Texans, wild divisional game, and they had no business pulling off that play, but Tannehill got it done. They went for it and it worked, and you got these big receivers. I think you know, that could be a problem for Baltimore. I also think Baltimore has the goods. I've talked about it on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid today with regards to, you know, Dobbins. I think he's been phenomenal for him. You always knew it was going to come, that he was going to explode the way he did in Columbus for the Buckeyes over the years. The guy has, you know, proven to be a bad. He's turning into that for the Ravens. Once they got their running game going and once they got Lamar playing better, throwing the rock, they certainly became more dangerous down the stretch. I think a lot of people might be fooled by them, though, because we had discussed this, you know, 5 weeks ago, that they had a candy-ass schedule down the stretch, Moff. Like, they played all these pansy-ass teams. Now, I think every week's tough in the NFL. You know, I'm not a buyer of, oh, they're going to win all these games because they're not playing anybody. But the reality is that's what happened. They played all these candy-ass teams, and they beat all of them. But I think every game, every week is hard in the NFL. I don't think it's a joke when you play Payday style in the NFL. Every game is a challenge. These are pros you're going up against on the other side of the ball. Guys are, you know, playing to feed their families. It's no game, and anything can happen on Sundays. You know, you could run into the Jets could be winless, and then all of a sudden they start winning a couple games, right? You don't know what you're dealing with on the other side of the ball, but I respect them certainly. What do you think?
I think that obviously they're a good team. You know, you're not here if you're not good. You know, it doesn't matter, like you said, who's in front of you. You don't make up the schedule. This isn't college football or college basketball where you schedule a bunch of, you know, non-conference opponents that are just ones who you beat on for 10 games, like Syracuse playing, like, you know, Niagara and all these upstate schools, you know, they do every year. That doesn't happen in the NFL. The NFL makes your schedule. Just, you know, it's a matter of fact. Here's what it is. You know, this is the formula. This is how it works out. And you get who you get. And you can't, you know, go on and complain that they got a bunch of easy games, because that's just how it worked out. Other teams did too. So they won what they needed to win. They're there. And it's just if they can get it done or not, if they can make the game plan, you know, to stop this guy that no one else has. It's amazing to me in that last game that you come in. It's like, oh, well, Derrick Henry needs 223 yards to get to 2,000. Like, they say that like it's, you know, nothing. And I mean, I was sitting there like, all right, I mean, the guy's awesome, but come on. You need over 220 yards to get there. And he still does anyway. Like, you know, that's what they're going to do. You know, it's what he needs. And he still gets it. So it's just going to be a big thing to see if Harbaugh can game plan defensively how to at least slow this guy down, because you're never going to stop him.
All right, so I think we have John Harbaugh talking about last year means nothing. Well, the reality is, I think to betters it does, because they continue to melt down in the playoffs and not get it done. Although I do love Tucker. I think he's a game changer for the Ravens. Let's listen to the Ravens coach.
The question was, compare it to last year. And the answer was, there is no comparison, you know. So we were excited about the opportunity. I do love the team. I love the players, the coaches. I love what we've been through, the adversity even, the challenges, because it forges you and it makes you who you are, you know. So, you know, it's exciting, man. You're living in the moment, and it's an exciting, exciting thing to be in the playoffs in the National Football League. I know we all feel the same way about it.
Now, as far as the Titans, Mike Vrabel, he just knows that his team had better be ready. They got to be at their best.
No, I mean, it's just important that you play your best. You know, this late in the season, you know, it's a new season. And that we're ready to go. You know, I just think that our whole goal was to win the division. Our first goal, excuse me, was to win the division, host a home playoff game. Now it's about winning that next game, that next playoff game, and against the opponent that, you know, we have a lot of respect for, that's playing very well, and is no stranger to playoff football.
I think it's going to be a great game, no doubt about it. A very dangerous game to bet, for sure. So what about the Saints and Bears, Mafia? Are you buying the Bears at all with their chances to go to New Orleans and do anything after what you just saw them do? They played that game. Was that game not at Soldier Field the other day when the Packers kicked their ass?
Yeah, I believe so. And these two teams have met up before. It was a tight game. I believe it was also Was that also in Chicago? Or was that New Orleans the first time? I have to look that up when they played.
I think it was in Chicago, but you know, watching them play the Packers was embarrassing. The Packers kicked their ass, and then I know the Saints aren't afraid of the Bears.
No, they're definitely not. You know, the big thing for me is going to be what happens with this team, you know, offensively for the Saints. Like, what weapons do they have? Because, you know you have the whole thing with Kamara. We have to see if he's going to be back. You would hope that he is. And obviously, they scheduled this game so that he could be because, you know, you sat there on Sunday. I did watching Red Zone. You saw on the bottom line when they were reporting about Kamara, you know, it specifically said, if they play on Saturday, he can't come back. If they play on Sunday, he can. And, oh, magically, they're playing on Sunday. So now if he's back, you know, and he's good to go and it didn't really get struck by COVID and is healthy and okay, that's a big factor. Also, you know, Michael Thomas, where is he at? You know, they set him down for those couple games to get healthy. Is he back? Is he healthy?
He's practicing.
He's banged up. I mean, it's going to be, you know, he's practicing, but, you know, he's been practicing and, you know, not the same guy at times this year still because of, you know, these injuries that he's had. So if those two weapons aren't 100%, it could be a long day for them with that tough defense that Nagy has.
Yeah. Kamara's going to go. I can think back to that 6-touchdown game he had. That was crazy. I never thought I'd see a guy have that. But, you know, Nagy, how are they going to stop this guy and Breeze? And if Thomas goes, I just think they're going to get lit up. I mean, Vegas has it at 10. So here's what Nagy is thinking about trying to stop the Saints.
The touchdowns in the red zone, that's where, you know, this offense that they have, they move the football. They get first downs. Packers stayed out of third and longs, which they've been doing all year long. So they're going to stay in a 3rd and 3 to 3rd and 6 area, which they did yesterday. There weren't a lot of third downs. So they're probably, you know, being a little bit better there. We had them on a 3rd and 8 earlier in the game, and we missed a tackle or two, and the running back was able to make a first. So times like that, you wish you could have made that play. But I just have a lot of trust in our guys. And now it's their job, right? When they get an opportunity to make a play, they got to make plays. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They understand that. And I believe in our guys. I really do. And
I got to tell you, Mafia, I have a hard time believing after they lost all those games in a row, 6 in a row, whatever it was, and they everybody wrote them off. That the fact that they made the playoffs, I don't care if they backed in, I don't care if they walked in, I don't care if they cruised in naked, I don't care if they were drunk and naked, they got in, and I thought Trubisky finished strong, except for the Packer game, and overall, I'm going to give him a high grade for getting them back into the playoffs and turning that season around, which was down the toilet. And then, you know, I'm not firing Nagy and I'm not getting rid of Trubisky. I think they both deserve to be back in Chicago. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of bullish on this earlier, especially even earlier this week when they lost and got smoked by the Packers. I'm still not sold on Trubisky. I mean, if you do bring him back, I would not give him a long-term deal. You know, and I still have someone back there to you know, maybe take the reins if he can't get it going next year. But he did have a good couple games here. He has gotten it going. Nagy was, you know, all season just bashing the offense, every press conference he had. You know, he can't do that now. The last couple of games, they put up a bunch of points. Not this game, the last, you know, Packers, but before that, I think for like 3 or 4 weeks before that, they're putting up like 20, 30 points a game. So they started to find their way. Robinson's a badass receiver. You know, they're starting to get things going in the running game a little bit more. And, you know, I guess that late season would probably get him the turnaround. I mean, not that 8-8 is the greatest record ever, but I guess that saves Nagy's job and, you know, gives Trubisky a little bit of a reprieve, but I still wouldn't, you know, lock him in long term.
All right, so Sean Payton's talking about that Bears offense, what the Saints are going to have to deal with.
Well, I think you're seeing a little bit more under center run game. They're doing a good job with that play action boots and nakeds off of it. I think they're playing well up front, and I think it's been a little bit more complimentary game, and I think that you see a little different team, yeah.
So in that last game, Sunday night, Steelers and Browns, no Stefanski, Mafia. How much do you think that's going to affect the Browns to not have their great first-year coach? The guy's been fantastic for the Browns.
I think that's huge for them because, you know, this isn't just a head coach that's just there and kind of, you know, organizing things and running things and letting these other coordinators really do the thing. Like, he's the guy calling the plays. He's the one setting them up, and he's the one that's taken Mayfield to a new level. You know, he's made that offense go, and he's made Mayfield look a hell of a lot better than he did last year in the Kitchens. So I think, you know, we might see a little bit of a regression here from Baker in that offense. You know, no disrespect to their offensive coordinator, but now him being the one in charge calling all the plays, I think we might get a little more back to what they were last year than what we've seen, you know, at parts this season. Obviously, they didn't look good against the Jets when I watched that game because they just weren't doing the right thing and not running it. But we saw them run it last week against the Steelers. It still was a struggle to get by. So that's going to be an issue if they can, if they can't slow down the Steelers' backups, they're going to slow down the starters. But still, I think they're a good team. I think they're a solid team. It could still be a tight game. But I was already leading the Steelers before, you know, this all COVID thing came down. And now that he's not going to be there, I'm definitely on the Steelers for this game.
That's right. It's like my shirt says, everybody hates us. The Steel City, son, they hate us. Everybody's turning on the Steelers. They were 11-0, and everybody was talking about them going undefeated. I knew they were never going to go undefeated. But how quickly they turned on the Steelers when they went through their slump. And now no one gives them a chance at all to do anything. I think a lot of people think they'll beat the Browns, but nothing more than that. They're not going anywhere, and they certainly don't have any Super Bowl ambitions or odds for that matter. You know, I don't know if you knew this or not, I didn't say anything earlier when we were talking about the NBA, but Markelle Fultz, I don't know. Did you know he blew out his knee tonight, Mavi? He's done for the year.
Yeah, I saw that. That's tough for him. Tough break.
And Beal had a 60 spot tonight. I did mention that. So big night for Bradley Beal against the Sixers for the Wizards. We'll come back and wrap it up on the bench. All right, so for all on the bench, Utah State blowing out New Mexico at the Pit, 75-43 with a minute and a half left. Good game in the first half. Boise barely up four on Air Force. And then as far as NBA rack goes, Embiid had a big game tonight as well for the Sixers to handle that Beal mess. But the Clippers lead the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Just the start of the fourth, 83-79 clip joint. And how about this great game at the Golden One? Kings lead the Bulls 101-100 with 9 minutes left. Little surprised, that the Bulls won last night. Wild high-scoring game again tonight, and to be right in it, good sign there for Billy Donovan and Bulls fans of what Chicago's doing, Cody White and company getting involved again tonight. Nice win last night, and then going at it again tonight on the back end of it, I think is rather impressive. Don't forget, tonight at 3 a.m. Eastern on Sirius XM 204, you can hear the replay of today's Coast to Coast on Sports Grid, and that's midnight Pacific. That's the official launch of SiriusXM Sports Grid Radio Channel 204. Check it out if you're up late night, overnight, working overnight, rigging it overnight, late night, overnight crowd, working a gig, whatever you're doing, working in a hospital, frontliners, whatever it takes, driving the cabs in the cities, Uber, whatever, Lyft. If you're out there doing it, you got SiriusXM, check out Channel 204, 3 a.m. Eastern, and midnight Pacific. Check out Pharrell Coast to Coast. It was great to be back on the air today after the holidays. If you've never heard of me before, you lose. How can you have never heard of Pharrell? Coast to Coast or Pharrell on a bench. Boy, you're going to be in for a rude awakening, dude. We took over this beat. For Mavi, I'm Pharrell. See you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4. Sports Rage is next.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.